الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome back once again to our silsila, O you who believe, in which we take a look at the verses of the Holy Qur'an, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers with the beautiful khitab, the beautiful address, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. These verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the believers towards the straight path, towards those attributes which we must adopt, and also these verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights those things which we as believers must refrain from if we want to be successful in the hereafter. Before moving on to today's verse and today's topic, we'll share a blessing and a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's reported our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, "Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashran." That whoever recites peace and blessings upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the verse that we'll be looking at today is the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is verse 172. In verse 172 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Almighty begins by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقَنَاكُمْ Eat from the pure of what we have provided you. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ And give thanks to Allah. Be grateful to Allah if you worship only Him. In this beautiful verse of the Quran, Allah Almighty has ordered those who believe to eat only from that which is pure, to only eat from the pure things that Allah Almighty has provided. And secondly, to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful to Allah Almighty for the countless blessings that He has provided. And the commentary of this verse, the scholars of tafsir detail the importance of only consuming halal, only consuming pure sustenance, and ensuring that a person's means of income and the consumption, the food that a person eats, the food that a person provides his family, is all pure and halal. And the scholars also go into detail regarding the second aspect of this verse, which is the importance of shukr, the importance of gratefulness and thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of halal sustenance, it's very important for us to realize that there are many, many narrations, many ahadith of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which talk about the blessings of earning halal. In one hadith in Jami' Tirmidhi, it mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The purest food is that which you eat from your own earning." And in one narration, it mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Jannah is for the one who has pure earnings. And in another hadith, it mentions, "May the one who ends his evening with tiredness due to hard work, may that evening be the evening of forgiveness." And he mentions also in one beautiful narration that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There are some sins whose expiation is neither salah, nor fasting, nor hajj, nor umrah. The expiation of those sins is the trouble that a person suffers in search of halal earnings." So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should always earn, eat, and make others eat halal and only halal. Because there are great virtues of a halal morsel. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he quotes the saying of a saint in the second volume of Ihya ul-Ulum, when a Muslim eats the first morsel of halal food, his previous sins are forgiven. And the person who goes to a place of humiliation in search of halal sustenance, his sins fall like the leaves of trees. Subhanallah. Just like there are virtues and blessings of earning halal, on the opposite side, there are many narrations which talk about the punishments, which talk about the harms of earning haram sustenance and consuming haram. It's mentioned in one narration that if the one who earns haram gives it to charity, it is not accepted. If he spends it, there is no blessing in it. If he leaves it behind after death, it will take him to hellfire. Allah Azza wa Jal does not erase evil through evil, but evil through good. Undoubtedly, evil does not erase evil. And it's stated in Mukashafatul Qulub, if a haram morsel enters the stomach of a person, ma'adallah, every angel of the sky and the earth will curse him as long as that morsel remains in his stomach. And if he dies in the same state, if that person dies with that haram morsel in his stomach, that person will enter the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. And there are many narrations which further detail the importance of only consuming halal and the harms of consuming haram. It's reported that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Innal halala bayyin wa innal harama bayyin." Indeed, the lawful is clear, the halal is clear, and the haram, the unlawful is clear. Wa baynahuma umurun mushtabihat. And between them are doubtful matters. La ya'lamuhunna kathirun min nas. Many people are not aware of these doubtful matters. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْدِهِ. And whoever protects himself from doubtful matters, that person has protected his deen, his religion, and his honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. And whoever falls into doubtful matters, that person will fall into haram. So the first part of this verse, Allah Almighty is calling out to the believers, O you who believe, eat from that which is pure of what we have provided you. So it's of the utmost importance that we take a look into our lives and ensure that it's not just that we're eating halal food, but also the source of income that we are buying our food with is halal and pure. The second aspect of this verse of the Quran talks about shukr. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. And give thanks to Allah. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. If you worship only Him. So this is an act of worship for the believers. To give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And when it comes to the topic of shukr, and the topic of thankfulness and gratefulness, we very soon realize the vastness and the huge nature of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine for a second the huge deserts of the earth. Think about how much sand is in the deserts of the earth. Think about how many grains of sand those deserts are made up of. Think about when it rains heavily, how many individual droplets of rain fall from the sky. Think about how many trees there must be in the woods and the forests and the rainforests of the world. Imagine how many leaves must be on those trees. These are all things that are great in number. But there is something greater in number than all of these things together. Something greater in number showering down upon us in every single second, in every single day. Something that even if we wanted to count, if we wanted to work out the number of, even if we were using the fastest computer in the world, we wouldn't be able to. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Surah An-Nahl, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the favors of Allah, you would not be able to number them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. If we think about this on a large scale, we consider the amazing universe, the planet that we live on. Allah Almighty has created the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the seas, the mountains. And if we think about it at the smallest scale, Just let's just reflect upon one single morsel of food. One single morsel of food that Allah has provided us. When we reflect upon these things, we are overwhelmed by the favors and the blessings that Allah Almighty has provided to us. One morsel of food, how is it prepared? How it comes to our plate? How Allah has placed nourishment in it? How the food grows from the ground? The rain comes from the sky? The farmer places a seed in the ground? The rain comes down, the food grows from the ground, the crops grow, the crops are harvested, they're prepared, then that's turned into flour. The flour then comes into our homes, then the flour is turned into bread in our homes and turned into roti in our homes. How it comes onto our plate. All of these are such huge blessings. How Allah Almighty has placed nourishment in that morsel of food. How Allah Almighty has placed such blessings inside that morsel of food that by putting that into our mouth, by chewing that, by swallowing it, that gives us the energy to live further. This is such an incredible blessing. The fact how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made taste buds on our tongue. Taste buds on our tongue, so when we taste the food, it tastes delicious. We can taste different flavors of food. We can taste sweet, we can taste sour, we can taste salty. We can taste different flavors, different tastes. Because of these taste buds, Allah azza wa jal has placed on our tongue. Even each and every single one of these taste buds is such a huge blessing that we cannot thank Allah azza wa jal enough for. Now moving on, the digestion of the food, the saliva that breaks down the food. This is such a great blessing. The fact that Allah azza wa jal has given us teeth to chew the food. The fact that Allah azza wa jal has caused saliva to be produced in our mouth and that saliva starts to break the food down. Helps us to chew the food and to swallow the food. The digestive system that is in our body. The throat, the intestines, the stomach. How our body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed such ability in our body, in the digestive system, that from the food that enters our mouth, from the food that we swallow, Allah azza wa jal makes the body extract the beneficial parts, the nutrients, and the body uses those things. And those things which are not needed, then they come out, they are removed. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to even remove that waste from our body. So if it was to remain within us, it would be harmful. Even this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, these nutrients reach every part of our body, give us the energy to live. Even if we were to try to count the number of favors related to one morsel of food, just one small piece of bread, one morsel of food, all of the blessings that are related to that, and how that interacts with us in our body, we would not be able to count those blessings. And this is just the blessings of one morsel of food. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, all of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imagination. So, despite this fact, unfortunately, we find that today, the human being is ungrateful. Mankind is so lost in enjoying the luxuries of this world that we fail to realize who is the provider of all of these luxuries. And there are many stories in the Holy Quran which teach us the importance of shukr, the importance of gratitude, the importance of being thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this verse of the Quran, which we've begun with, Allah Almighty orders the believers specifically, O you who believe, eat from that which is pure of what we have provided you, and give thanks to Allah. Whenever we eat, this is why after we eat, we say Alhamdulillah. Whenever we drink water, it's sunnah to say Alhamdulillah afterwards, to give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And those who don't give thanks, stories of previous nations like that, who are ungrateful, are mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the fifth surah of the Quran, in Surah Al-Na'idah, there's a story mentioned from the time of Sayyidina Isa a.s. The companions of Sayyidina Isa a.s. once asked him, would your creator, would Allah azza wa jal bless us with heavenly foods if you make dua to him? Sayyidina Isa a.s. replied and said, don't ask for such miracles. Fear Allah. Abstain from this if you are believers. Don't ask for heavenly food to come down from the ground. But then the disciples said that we're not making this request because of any doubt in your prophethood. We're not saying this because we doubt the power of Allah's origin. Rather, we are saying this because of certain purposes. We want certain things, certain good intentions that we have behind making this request. So they said, and Allah Azza wa Jal narrates the story in the Holy Quran. They said, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They said, we intend that we will eat from it, and our hearts will become content, and we will know that indeed you have told the truth, and we will become upon it from the witnesses. So, there's four main things that they intended. They would seek the blessings of the food, the heavenly food, enlighten their hearts, and get closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The second was that they would have Aynul Yaqeen, true certainty of the glad tidings that you have given us, that our prayers are answered by our Creator, and our hearts would gain peace, and would have comfort, and would be satisfied in our perfect faith. The third is that we would have Aynul Yaqeen of your truthfulness. They're saying this to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The fourth is that we would see this heavenly miracle, bear witness for others, and we will become witness of your prophethood forever. The scholars, they say that when the companions assured Isa alayhi salam that they had not made this request just for pleasure, but rather they had some good intentions, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam put on a special cloak and began to cry and made dua. What was that dua? That dua is also recorded in the Holy Quran. He made dua and said, Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. The verse of the Holy Quran states, Isa alayhi salam said, O Allah, O our Lord, send down upon us a tray of food from the heavens, so that it may be an Eid, a celebration for us, for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And provide us with sustenance, and you are the best provider of sustenance. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I will now send it down to you. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I shall send it down to you. Now, whoever of you will commit disbelief, undoubtedly, I will send down a punishment to them, with a punishment with which I shall not punish anyone in the entire universe. So a red dining mat covered with clouds descended, and all the people saw it as it was descending, and it was positioned amongst the people. Seeing this, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam started to cry. I made the following dua. O my Lord, make me from amongst the thankful. Make me from amongst the shakirin, the people of shukr, the importance of shukr. Isa alayhi salam, as soon as he sees these blessings descending, he's making dua to be from those who are thankful, those who are grateful. O my Lord, let this blessing not be a torment, not be a punishment for my companions. And the companions of Isa alayhi salam, they smell such a fragrance from that food that they have never smelled before. Isa alayhi salam and his companions, they bow down to perform sajda shukr, the prostration of thankfulness. The dining mat was covered with a red cloth. Isa alayhi salam said, who will uncover it? One of his companions said, Ya Isa alayhi salam, O Messenger of Allah, you should uncover the cloth. So Isa alayhi salam, first of all, made fresh wudu, offered salah, made dua for a long time, and then removed the cover. And it says that the following things were on the dining mat. 7 fish, along with 7 pieces of bread. The fish had no scales on it, and no bones inside. And oil was dripping from the fish, naturally. Near the heads of the fish was vinegar, and by the tails was salt. Along the side were vegetables lined up. In some narrations it says there were 5 pieces of bread. 1 piece of bread had olive oil on it, the second had hari on it, the third had ghee, type of butter on it, the fourth had cheese, and the fifth had roasted meat on it. One of the companions asked, O Prophet of Allah, are these foods from the earth or heaven? He, alayhi salam, replied and said, these foods are neither from the earth nor heaven. They are simply from nature. First the ill, the poor, the starving, those suffering from various diseases, they were called. Isa alayhi salam said to them, say Bismillah and eat. This is a blessing for you. Other people were also given the same instruction. And it says that 7,300 people ate the food on the first day. Then, that dining mat ascended. It rose to the sky as people watched it. It flew up and it disappeared. All the ill were cured and the poor became wealthy. The dining mat descended for 40 days consecutively or on alternate days, different narrations, and people ate from it. So every day it would come down, people would eat, and then it would go back up to the sky for 40 days. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam then received the revelation. And this was the test, to see whether that nation would be thankful, whether they would have shukr or not. Isa alayhi salam received a revelation with the commandment that the wealthy people, the rich people, would no longer eat from it. Only the poor would. When this was announced, the wealthy became displeased and said that all of this is nothing but magic. The wealthy people who denied the divine commandment were 300 in number. When they went to sleep in their homes with their families at night, they were fine and well. When they woke up in the morning, they had been turned into swine. And these swine would run around in the streets and eat filth. When the people saw their state, they came running to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they cried. And these swine also gathered around, and they were crying. Isa alayhi salam would call them by their names, and they would move their heads in response, but could not speak. And they lived in this extremely humiliating condition for 3 days. On the fourth day, they all died. There were no women and children amongst them, and all the nations who this happened to perished. Their lineage did not continue, as this is the divine law of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is stated in one hadith, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dining mat with bread and meat was sent down from the skies. It was commanded that there should be neither any breaching in it, nor any saving of food for the next day. But those people not only breached, but they also saved food for the next day. So they were transformed into monkeys and swine. Allahu Akbar. These people were ordered not to hide or save anything for the next day. But some of them did, and were turned into swine as a result. Dear viewers on the channel, from this story, from the Holy Quran, we learn the importance of being thankful and grateful for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the punishments and the harms of being ungrateful. Now we have to reflect upon our lives. We have to think, how much thanks do we give for the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us? It's reported that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he would say, "Ash-shukru nisful iman." The shukr, gratefulness, is half of iman. And the scholars say that this action of shukr, it's linked to the heart, it's linked to the tongue, and it's linked to the body parts. As for the shukr of the heart, then this is intending good. Firmly believing in the heart that every blessing that we have, every bounty that we have, every success that we gain, all of these bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal around us, the food that we eat, the job that we have, the income that we gain, the love of our family members, the roof over our head, the air that we breathe, the light of the sun, the darkness of the night, every single thing that we have is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing this, realizing this, and internalizing this is the shukr of the heart. Shukr is also expressed by the tongue, by expressing thanks, by reciting Alhamdulillah, by reciting Ash-Shukrulillah. This is the thankfulness, the shukr of the tongue. The action of shukr is also linked to the body parts. How can we express shukr? How can we express thankfulness through our body parts? The scholars say, by using our body parts only in that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has permitted. By using the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us with our body parts in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the scholars say that the thankfulness of the eyes is that the defects of other people remain hidden from your eyes. The shukr of the ears is to protect the ears from listening to haram. Similarly, the shukr of the eyes is to protect the eyes from looking at haram. The shukr of the ears is also to avoid listening into conversations of people, to avoid listening to backbiting, to avoid listening in to secret conversations that people are having amongst themselves, to avoid trying to listen out with the intention of finding faults in people. Similarly, there are shukr of the entire body parts. When a person expresses shukr of the tongue, when a person expresses shukr of the heart, when a person expresses shukr of the body parts, then he gains the great reward of becoming amongst the shakirin, amongst the grateful people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam. With regards to the topic of thankfulness, there are many other things that are narrated. It's mentioned that thankfulness is such a thing which causes blessings to increase. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Ibrahim, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَإِنَا شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, then I will surely increase the blessings. And Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu, our Al-Imam Al-A'azam, the greatest Imam, who we are followers of, he was asked how he gained such great knowledge. And he says that I gained such great knowledge because whenever I would learn anything new, I would say Alhamdulillah. And because I would learn something new, that was a blessing. I would give thanks for that blessing. I would say Alhamdulillah, Allah Almighty would increase my knowledge even more. Because Allah Almighty Himself has promised in the Quran, لَإِنَّ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you give thanks, if you are grateful, then I will surely increase the blessings upon you. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu gave thanks for the blessing of knowledge that he gained. Whenever he learned something new, Allah Almighty surely showered even more blessings upon him. Allah Almighty granted even more blessings and knowledge to him, to the extent that he became the greatest scholar of his time, the greatest scholar of his generation, the one who was the founder of an entire school of thought, the one who has millions of followers, millions of Hanafis, who follow the way of Imam Abu Hanifa, even today. Subhanallah. And this goes for any type of blessing. Whenever we have a blessing, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. By thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, by being grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Almighty will increase the blessings upon us. The scholars say that even when a person is in a state of happiness, when a person is in a state of happiness and he has blessings, even then a person should cry out of thanks to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, out of gratefulness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, realizing the immense blessings, the huge blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla showers upon us every single second of every day. To the extent that there's one beautiful story that's mentioned, it says that there was once a pious person who passed by a small stone, and there was a lot of water that was coming out of the small stone. And the pious person was amazed by this. Allah Almighty gave the stone the power to talk. And the stone said that I'm crying because ever since I heard the statement of Allah, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, that the fuel of the fire of hell will be people and stones, due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm shedding tears and weeping. And I've cried out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says that that stone then asked Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from the fire. You have said in your noble book that the fuel of the fire of hell is people and stones. This stone is saying, Ya Allah, don't make me one of those stones as the fuel of the fire of hell. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me and save me from the fire of hell. And he says that Allah Azza wa Jal then said to that stone and told that stone that that stone would be protected from the fire of hell. And then that pious person saw that stone after some time. And now again that stone was crying. Water was coming out of that stone in abundance. And the pious person asked him that before water was coming out of you, you were crying because of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, because you feared that you might become the fuel of the fire of hell. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has protected you, and you will not become the fuel of the fire of hell. Why are you crying? The stone replied and said, ذَاكَ بُكَاءُ الْخَوْفِ وَهَذَا بُكَاءُ الشُّكْرِ. The stone said, previously, that was the crying of fear, and this is the crying of gratitude. This is the crying of thankfulness. And the scholars say that the heart of a servant, the heart of the slave, is like a stone, and it's hard. And this hardness can only be softened. This hardness can only be removed by crying. Crying in the state of fear, and crying in the state of shukr. And the reward for those people who are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla, you say Alhamdulillah upon every state. When we ask how we are, we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. We say all praises to Allah in every state. Whatever state we are in, praise belongs to Allah. Shukr belongs to Allah. Allah Almighty has blessed us with so much. The beauty of this and the reward of this is such that on the Day of Judgment, an announcement will be made that the Hammadun, those who used to praise and thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, should stand. And a group of people will stand up, and a special flag will be raised for them, and those people will enter paradise under that flag. It was said, who are the Hammadun? Who are the people who praise and give thanks? It was replied to them, these are the people who give thanks to Allah. الَّذِينَ يَشْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ. The حَمَّادُونَ, the people of praise, the people of gratitude, are those who give thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal in every state. And once the Sahaba Kiram, they asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْمَالِ نَتَّخِذُ. Which wealth should we adopt, should we take hold of? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, لِيَتَّخِذْ أَحَدُكُمْ قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا. The beloved Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, the wealth that you should take hold of is a thankful heart. وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا. And a remembering tongue, a tongue that performs dhikr of Allah. وَزَوْجَةً تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. And a wife, a spouse, who helps you in matters of the hereafter. So here, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on response to the question, what is the best wealth of this world? What is the best thing to adopt in this world? What is the best thing to take hold of in this world? He replied, alayhi salatu wasalam, and said, one of the things that he said was a thankful heart. And the scholars say, when reflecting upon the blessings of Allah and giving thanks to Allah, we should look at those who are beneath us. We should look at those who are less fortunate than us, so that we can truly appreciate how lucky we are. So if somebody, for example, is riding on the bus, that person shouldn't look at somebody who has his own car and is driving his own car, because that will just instill jealousy in that person, and that will lead to that person being ungrateful for the blessings he has. Rather, that person should look at those who are below him. The person who is riding on the bus, who doesn't have his own car, he should look at those people who are walking, who don't even have the ability to pay for the bus fare maybe. The person who is on the bus should look at those people who are walking and thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he sees those people walking, he will think, Alhamdulillah. He will say, Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. Thanks be to Allah who has given me the ability to at least ride on the bus. The one who is walking shouldn't look at the person on the bus, because then he will get jealous. Because then this will breed ungratefulness. He will start to feel ungrateful. Rather, the person who is walking, he should look at the person who doesn't have the ability to walk. When he does so, he will be grateful. He will say, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah. Thankfulness is for Allah, gratefulness, praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will say, thank you, Ya Allah. You gave me these legs, you gave me the ability to walk. When there are people on this earth, there are people in this world, who don't even have the ability to walk. Similarly, whatever situation we are in, whatever position we are in, whatever stage of life we are in, when it comes to luxuries of this life, when it comes to blessings, when it comes to bounties, when we look and we reflect at those who are lower than us, then this will, inshallah, instill this beautiful attribute of shukr in our hearts. And if we are successful in establishing this attribute of shukr within us, then we will be acting upon the verse of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us, O you who believe, eat from that which is pure of what we have provided you, and give thanks to Allah. Giving thanks to Allah and eating the sustenance which is pure and halal are the two main things covered in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. In this verse of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla addressed us with our attribute of belief and ordered us to only eat halal. In today's episode, we learnt about the blessings of earning halal sustenance, about the harms and punishments, ma'azallah, of earning haram, of eating haram, consuming haram morsels. We also learnt about the importance of gratefulness and how important it is to be grateful and to be thankful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the unlimited and countless blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal which shower upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to only eat that which is halal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to give thanks, to be grateful for all of the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. Keep tuned to Madani Channel, keep tuned to this silsila, O you who believe. In the next episode, we'll be discussing another verse of the Holy Quran with another topic, another subject matter, another verse which begins with the beautiful words, O you who believe. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep attached to the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, attend the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima in your local area, fill out your Madani Namaz card on a daily basis, and travel with the Madani Kafilas of Dawat Islami. InshaAllah, you will gain enthusiasm to learn more about the teachings of the Quran and to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all grateful servants. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to only earn and consume halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.